God nearest to that animal. If it wasn't near a God, it was sacrificed to an unknown God. So wherever there wasn't a statue to a God, as a result of all these animals going all over the city and being sacrificed, they raised an altar to an unknown God. They were everywhere. There were many of them. This is just one of them. I think they were very well aware of the fact that they had not been able to tap into divine help. That's understandable, isn't it? Who were they praying to? All the gods of the nations are demons, the Old Testament says. 1 Thessalonians 4:5 says, the Gentiles know not God. Galatians 4:8 says, when you didn't know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. So they groped the way people do today who worship the wrong God. There are agonies in agnosticism. There are agonies in not knowing the true God. They realize the impotence of their deities. Maybe there's a God out there that they haven't been able to identify because they aren't getting the help that they wanted from the gods they have identified. So Paul uses their self-confessed ignorance and says, what therefore you worship in ignorance, I'm here to proclaim to you. Let me introduce you to the unknown God, and let me let you know that he doesn't need to be unknown anymore. He is knowable. Reminds me of Einstein, who said, of course there's a cosmic power. Not to believe that is foolish. But, said Einstein, we can never know him. We can never know him. Einstein couldn't find him in the quantum leap, so he thought he was unknowable. Same dilemma now. God is out there somewhere. We don't really know him. We can't really know him. And so we go on in the folly of our confused religion, unsatisfied, needs unmet, without any real divine intervention. Nothing is getting better. It all seems to be getting worse. Where is divine help? So Paul gives us the good news, gives the Athenians the good news. I'm going to tell you about the God you don't think you can know. You can know him. So God is knowable. The second thing he tells us,